Are you a news junkie, but feel like you just can't handle it anymore? If so, today's advice is for you.
I am a consummate news consumer. I love listening to the radio and I love reading the newspaper every day. And I have gotten to a point, and I feel really sad about this, where I can't consume the news anymore. It's so terrible. The view never changes. It's like catatonia, really. And so I was like, I need something that feels like it has an ending, you know, that it isn't a story that lasts for 6 or 9 or 12 months or whatever. I've always been interested in my like guilty pleasure is British mystery novels. There's a beginning, a middle, an end, and then you're done. And I feel like our news cycle does not end like with particular stories. I mean, and coronavirus is the most open-ended hell you could ever conceive of. And these mystery novels, they are not like that. There are no real stakes. You know, it's generally like a bunch of like goobers who are just like flitting about and like maybe like one person's gonna solve a mystery in their spare time, you know? And like most of the time they're like smoking pipes and like, you know, reading the Telegraph. I'm just along for the ride, but I know that by page 300, we're gonna be done. This problem is gonna come to an end. And that is very, very satisfying in this particular time that we're living in where nothing seems like it has an end date.
So yours happen to be mystery novels, but someone else's could be like a quilt.
It could be. Yes, it absolutely could be. Any craft that has an end point, like you start it and then you finish it.
That's partly why making this show has been so helpful for me lately. These episodes are short. I can start them and end them. There's something satisfying there.
My name is Lauren Ober. I am the host of the podcast Spectacular Failures.
If you have some advice for getting through these hard times, I would love to hear it. The hotline number is 844-935-BEST. That's 844-935-BEST.